So, I regret that I waited this long to press the record button, but I did. I had some very vivid dreams last night, and one thing I notice is when my anxiety in my day-to-day life increases, my dreams become very reflective of that life shift, and I tend to dream in great detail, and if I start reciting my dreams when I first wake up, it's best, but I didn't do that today, so I've probably forgotten a lot already. Had several strange dreams last night. The most clear one that I remember, I was walking. It was very snowy. It wasn't snowing, but there was, you don't experience this in the UK so much, but, you know, there was so much snow that it was just all packed down, and everything was covered with a hard layer of snow, so you couldn't see the road. You couldn't see the ground. It was just all a hard layer of snow. And it was nighttime, and the moon was illuminating the snow, and it was like a nice silvery glow. And I was walking in the snow in the road, and I was in a very small town, like a New England sort of town, and there weren't very many people around, but I chose to go for a walk. And so I'm in the middle of the town, and I decide to veer off into a what should be a dirt road, but of course it's covered in snow, and it's more like a very narrow road, big enough for maybe one car, one lane. And I go, you know, I'm walking down the path, and I'm hearing movement in the woods. As you can imagine, this is like, you know, so you're surrounded by woods, so the road basically plunges into the woods. That's how roads are around here. And there's people doing stuff in the woods. I don't know what they're doing, but it's really creeping me out, and I'm just, you know, okay, whatever. And I hear this dog ahead of me in the path, and he starts running towards me. And I can hear his owner, like, behind him, like, shouting, you know, Fenton or whatever his name is, I don't know. And so I'm trying to do the right thing and stop him for the guy, you know, so I can grab a hold of his dog for him. And the dog just, like, shoots past me. So I feel inclined to chase the dog for him. So I turn around and I'm chasing the dog. And I end up back into the town square. And the dog stops. And I just remember my heart, like, sunk. And, like, I felt such empathy for this dog. Like, for some reason, I was like, oh my God, I know you don't want to go back there, but you have to. You have to go back. I'm so sorry. It's the right thing to do. And so I grabbed his collar, and I'm just kind of trying to drag him back, and he's, like, resisting, you know, putting his feet down, and he's like, no, I'm not going. And I'm feeling really bad for the dog. And it's a border collie, just for the record. I don't know why it's a border collie. And he's a very sweet dog. And finally, reluctantly, he starts coming along with me, and I, you know, I've got his collar, and I'm walking him back to his, what I guess is his home, you know, back down the path, down past the people where I hear movement. And I get to about halfway there, and he just stops again. He won't move. So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you know what? I'm picking you up. So I picked him up. It's a really heavy dog. And I just carry him back. And I get to the house where he lives, I guess. And there's a woman in her maybe early 70s sitting in a chair. She's like, oh, you found him. Thank you. And I'm like, where should I put him so he doesn't take off again? And she's like, he belongs to so-and-so. She's downstairs. You can go give him to her. And I'm like, excuse me. I just chased your dog for like a mile, carried him another mile back. I need to know where to put him so he doesn't take off again. And she's like, don't worry about it. Just put him down. So I put him down. He stays. And I'm like, well, nice to meet you. And I walk away. And the dog's watching me leave. And he looks really sad. And like, almost like he's pleading with me not to leave him. And I feel really bad. And so I guess my aim is to go back to the town. And I'm walking down the path again, and it feels really different, like I took a wrong turn or something. I'm like, this feels really weird. Like, it's suddenly becoming more overgrown with, like, trees, and there's, like, you know, grass and stuff growing in the middle of the road where, like, the tire tracks don't touch. You know what I'm talking about when I say that? So I'm like, this definitely feels wrong. And I'm like, I guess unknowingly I had walked into like the seedy underbelly of this town where like the really poor, white, trashy people live. And I guess they're outside doing stuff, and they're like, catcalling and like coming over to me and like trying to intimidate me and scare me. And I was like, oh God, I was really scared. In the dream, it was very scary. And then suddenly I'm lost. I have no idea how to get back to town. And I just realized there's path upon path upon path I could go down. And each one leads down to, you know, this crappy area of town where there's like people, you know, hanging out. And so I have this stupid idea to like fall asleep somewhere till it's daytime. And I guess I do that because the next thing I remember is it's daytime and there's like these little like dirty kids hanging around me. And and one of them wanted my teeth, I remember. It like freaked me out. I don't remember what happened after that, but that was that dream. And she wanted my teeth. It's very strange. It's a nice break from my usual house dream. I always dream about a house that's like evil or possessed, and it usually surfaces when I'm experiencing a lot of stress. And I've just basically given up trying to find any meaning in this dream other than it's just simply a reflection of what's going on in my life at the time, because well, it doesn't actually depend on what's happening, but it's always when I'm going through a lot of stress. But the house never looks the same. It's never the same house. It's sometimes multiple stories. It's sometimes like a bungalow, like a one-story house. But it's always this horrible, disgusting feeling that I've got to like go through an area of this house or mansion or I think one time it was a church, actually. And in the dream, it's usually a multi-story house, and I have to get to the top of the house. And in the dream, I've had it so many times that I'm like, oh, here's the dream again. Do you think I'm going to make it to the top this time and see what's up there? Because in the dream, there's something up there that I want to see, but I'm really afraid to see. And it's just very frightening. And it's so real that sometimes there'll be like a smell that I'll associate with this journey to the top of the house. And sometimes I'll dream about people with me, and I'll, you know, ask if they can come along with me. Sometimes I have more luck getting closer to the top story if I have someone with me. But it's just dread. as I get closer and closer. And, you know, every time I have the dream, I'm always like, I'm never going to make it. And depending on my mood, I might try, and I might just like, just try to forget the dream's happening and just fall back into my sleep. But I'm definitely a lucid dreamer. And so that's not a really whole lot of detail about that dream. I've been having it for about 15 years now. But people that are interested in dreams are normally fascinated to hear that story. I could do a whole ramble just about that dream, but I won't really go into it. But what I hate about explaining dreams is you can't really verbalize the emotions, the feelings that's going through your body and your mind at the time. It's just very real. And the terror that I experience when I have these house dreams is just unlike anything else. It's just absolute dread. And I can't do it justice with words. Just honestly. So, yeah. So there's my, dreaming is a really good thing to ramble about. So it's a very short one. What are other things that I tend to dream about? When I was younger, I used to dream a lot about being chased, and then my feet would not move. That's a pretty frightening dream to have. I often dream about not having control. Oh, you know what? What's a reoccurring dream of mine is, I'm back in college, and I'm suddenly shaken with the realization that I need to take all my finals and I haven't attended any of the classes. Like, I've either forgotten or I was just being a shit and not going. But the terror, I mean, can you imagine? Like, that just shows what kind of person I am. I can name lots of people that aren't going to be struck with terror at the thought of going to a final without studying. To some people, that's just reality. Not me, though. I hate not being prepared. I hate being late. I hate, even if I'm there in time for something, I hate being like one of the last to arrive. I hate being the last on the plane. Oh, God. So, yeah. I think I'm very lucky. I have very cinematic dreams. They're very detailed. If I can remember to write them down or record what's happened right when I wake up, I get some pretty good story ideas. I dream pretty grisly sort of scenarios as well, unfortunately. Like slasher film kind of scenarios. I'm very embarrassed about that, but yeah. So, all right, well, I can't think of anything else to say right now. Thanks for listening.